Now, a teenager who killed a woman last year and posted a video of the murder on Snapchat has been sentenced to life in detention with a review after 15 years. The boy, who is under 18, can't be named under the Children Act. He pleaded guilty earlier this year to murdering 51-year-old Lorna Woodnutt in County Offaly on the 29th of September last year when he was 16 years old. Our correspondent, Orla O'Donnell, was in court. Orla, this news just coming into us within the past few minutes. Will you tell us, first of all, about the background to this case?
Well, the boy admitted to Gardaí that he attacked Lorna Woodnutt with a sledgehammer, a lump hammer and a knife. And the court heard previously that a boy who was a contact on the teenager's account opened a 17-second Snapchat video before lunchtime on September the 29th last year. And this other boy could see a body on the floor. Now, he rang his father, who contacted an off-duty Garda who was the first to arrive on the scene. The post-mortem examination showed that Lorna Woodnutt died from blunt force trauma to the head and chest. She'd sustained severe catastrophic facial injuries and had been mutilated. She also had defence injuries on the back of her hands and forearms. The boy told Gardaí that he posted the video on Snapchat to alert them to what he had done because he had rung them and he said that they weren't taking him seriously. And over 100 people had access to the video, but when the Gardaí arrived, the boy took it down. The court also heard at the previous sentencing hearing that the boy was diagnosed with autism at the age of 18 months, that he was linked in with the Youth Diversion Project and had presented deteriorating and challenging behaviour in the months leading up to the murder, and a psychiatrist said he was also suffering from an adjustment disorder.
The court also heard a victim impact statement, Orla. Tell us about that, if you would.
Yes, there were victim impact statements from members of Lorna Woodnutt's family, and Mr Justice Paul McDermott said today that he appreciated those victim impact statements because they gave an outline of the woman she was and of how this had affected her family. They had described her murder as a public execution hosted on social media. They said evil entered the sanctity of the family and asked that she was not to be defined by the grotesque way she had been murdered, mutilated and faceless. Her brother even expressed sympathy for the people who had seen the video, saying it was a living nightmare at the back of their minds and that their biggest fear would be that the video would reappear on social media in the future. And her niece said she described the video as a video which only a terrorist could create.
So bring us through then what the judge said.
Well, Mr Justice Paul McDermott, in lengthy sentencing remarks, said there was an extraordinary level of brutality and viciousness in the attack on Lorna Woodnutt. He said it was a most brutal and sustained assault. He said it was carried out with weapons and with determination and the intention to inflict appalling injury. He said the boy had been researching aspects of what he was going to do on the internet. He was using the Tor browser designed to facilitate anonymous browsing and that he had got the weapons that he used for the murder. The judge described the murder as cowardly. He said it was prolonged, savage attack on a defenceless woman carried out without mercy to inflict maximum terror and suffering. And he said there was a complete lack of respect for Lorna Woodnutt in the posting of the sickening video on social media.
And with that, unfortunately, we seem to have lost that line to Orla. Our thanks to Orla O'Donnell, our legal affairs correspondent, for bringing us that news.